الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day he is born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system of this world such that this human being is constantly engaged in a conflict, in a battle. This is such a conflict which no human being can ever possibly hope to succeed in. The conflict I am referring to is the conflict against time. If it were possible for any human being to be victorious in this battle against time, then the master, the pride of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the poet says, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله فيها مخلد, that if this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, if any human being was going to be victorious in this battle against time, then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah addresses his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ish ma shi't, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live for as long as you want. But understand, fa innaka mayyitun, you also have to drink from the cup of death. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Unequivocally, Allah addresses His beloved in the Qur'an, إِنَّكَ verily you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will drink from the cup of death, وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ and every one of them will die also. Once when janaza was going, and somebody asked the question to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whose janaza is that? He turned to the person and he said, my brother, that is your janaza. And if you don't like what I'm telling you, then take it as my janaza. Why? Because Allah says, the same verse which I recited just now, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Every human being, from the time he enters this world, the clock of his life is ticking. When you press the accelerator of a car, you expect to be going forward. But this movement of time works opposite. That which Quran refers to, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ Night is wrapped up by day, day is wrapped up by night, day follows night, night follows day. Press the accelerator, you are going forward. But every second, every minute, every hour, every day of this life, you are not going forward. In fact, this insan, this human being is receding. His life, like a block of ice, that is melting relentlessly in the sun, melting away. That water as it melts away cannot be put back together, it will not coagulate again. Exactly like that, every breath of air, this ah, this sigh. You want us to wonder, just ponder over the respiratory system of this human being. How many countless balances and counterbalances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place just for this human being to breathe. It is said a human being subconsciously every day breathes in and out 20,000 times. 20,000 times in and out without even realizing it. What are we taking in? Taking in oxygen. Average human being breathes 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. He's removing 8,000 liters of oxygen from the environment. There are 6 billion insan approximately on the surface of the earth. Yet, the level of oxygen in the environment remains the same, 21%. If it had to go up 2% to 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Yet, there's no regulator, there's no pipe, there's no funnel. Yet Allah has kept it conducive to the requirements of this human being, 21%. Insan takes in oxygen, which is pure. What is his contribution? He breathes out carbon dioxide, which is impure, which is a poison. Allah Ta'ala has put the leaves of the trees. Every leaf, we look at it, we take it for granted, countless leaves. Yet each one is carrying out a chemical reaction that the most complex laboratory of this world cannot carry out. Through a process of photosynthesis, sunlight in that leaf is being converted into oxygen in order to keep the level of oxygen constant in the atmosphere. That is outside. What about inside? As this human being breathes in, Allah has put a respiratory system in place. It is said the lungs of every human being have 150 million air sacs. 150 million air sacs in each lung. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of oxygen, 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence, where did this know-how come into place that in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen? Such a complex system, where did it originate from? Min nutfa, from a clot of blood, from one drop of sperm. Where did this designing take place? In some laboratory, in some factory. Fi dhulumatin thalath, in 3 layers of darkness. Yabna Adam, man awsala ilayka al-ghidha, wa anta janinun fi batni ummik. Hadith Qudsi, Allah addresses this human being that who fashioned you? Who perfected you? Who designed you? Who sustained you? Who nourished you when you were but a fetus in the womb of your mothers? Such a complex system, so that each time you breathe in and out, every breath of air is supposed to remind you of the deen, the debt of Allah that you owe to Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah says, why don't you see the manner in which Allah has subjugated everything in the heavens and everything in the earth for you? وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And Allah is raining down His ni'mats, His bounties upon you. Every second of your life, every ah, every breath is a ni'mat of Allah. Is a bounty of Allah. This concept of time is so important. How many places in the Quran Allah Ta'ala takes oath, Allah takes qasam on time? Wal fajr, by the oath of the dawn. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the daybreak as it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. How many qasams and oaths Allah is taking? Wal asr, by the oath of time itself. Not only does Allah take oath, qasam on the aspects related to time, the portents of Allah's creation, those makhluqat of Allah, which bring time into existence and by which time is measured, on them also Allah takes qasam and oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams, all these oaths for what? To conscientize this human being. Isko aga karne ke liye, isko bedar karne ke liye, to wake you up, to make you conscious, to make you realize that not only is gold and silver and diamonds, and not only is rands and dollars and pounds valuable, but more valuable than that is time. This tick, tick, tick of the clock, your jewelry, your valuable, precious possessions, you can find some safety deposit box to protect it. If you want to hide from the receiver, you can hide the excess rands underneath the blanket or underneath the mattress. But which safety deposit box and which mattress and which safe are you going to find to lock up time? This inexorable movement. Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, he passes by one elderly man. Kam ata alayka min umrik? How old are you? He says, I am 60 years of age. He says, my brother, mundu sittina sanatan tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil. Oh my brother, why don't you realize for 60 years you are on a journey? The train of your life has been moving for the last 60 years. Don't you think the time for you to reach your destination is near? Has not the time come near for you to meet Allah? That qabr, that grave, that hole in the ground, we are encouraged. Go to the qabristan, go to the graveyard. Don't go to the places of music and merriment. This December season, the season of holiday, the season of revelry, the season when what we say, it is time to relax. It is time to take the foot off the pedal, take the foot off the accelerator. It is time to chill. These are the type of expressions, and what is behind it? That the door to masiyat can open, the door to Allah's disobedience can open. What are the seeds that we are planting? How many of us annual holidays to destinations of and places of vice and haram have become the norm? What are the seeds that we are planting with our children? We want to give them the best. Open the door of wealth upon them. Tomorrow when we are in our qabr, are they going to be a source of benefit to us? 1 or 2 years ago, our jamaat was in Cape Town. In the month of Ramadan, ask any parent today, my daughter is Rabia Basri. My son is Junaid Baghdadi. My children, you'll never find anybody like them. In the month of Ramadan, the time of Salah, Muslims, girls and boys playing cards, girls and boys smoking, girls and boys engaged in drugs. Azan is being called out, these activities are going on. Are these children going to be a source of coolness to us in the qabr? Have we forgotten? Every day we may have forgotten, by the qasam of my Allah, that grave has not forgotten us. That 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground has not forgotten us. Every day it is calling out, anabaytu dud, anabaytu dhulma, anabaytu wahda, anabaytu wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself, you are coming to me. Prepare yourself, you are coming to me. New year. What happens on New Year? We know what happens 31st of December. We are waiting for midnight. And what happens? Then the partying starts. Then the celebration starts. What are we celebrating? I always give this example. Someone had a birthday party. Muslim person, 60 years of age. 60 years of age. And he's still not taking ibrat. Still celebrating a birthday. What are you celebrating? How are you going to fit 60 candles on that cake? And a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow the candles out, whether his respiratory system at that age will allow him to blow the candles out, or he'll get blown out beforehand, that also is doubtful. Yet we are celebrating. The poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَأَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَظِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ أُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. He says, O foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. New Year, celebrate. Birthday, celebrate. The hallmarks by which the movement and by which the ravages of time are measured. My respected brothers, these are not occasions for celebration. This is a wake-up call for us. This is a reminder for us that an inexorable moment when you have to face Allah, when you have to stand in the court of Allah every day of your life, it comes in the Asr. It is mentioned that when a day starts, this day addresses humanity. Yabna Adam, inni khalqun jadid, wa ana fima ta'amal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. This day that is passing now has addressed every one of us in the morning. O Ibn Adam, O Insan, I am a new creation of Allah. A new day has come. One more chance. One more extension has come. إِنِّي خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. I am an amanat. I may trust 20,000 times, you are given one more 24 hours to breathe in and out. One more day has been given in your life. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will either be a witness in your favor, or I will be a plaintiff against you in the court of Allah. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So utilize me correctly. Zindagi guzarne ke liye nahi hai, zindagi banane ke liye. Allah has not given this life so that it is whiled away. Allah has not given this time so that it is passed away. Hundreds of pages, frivolous novels, so-called dindar people are reading. Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Even that dindar tabqa, that maybe the other 11 months, or 11 and a half months of the year in the masjid, a dindar, a pious, something happens in this period, our piety gets left behind. Our taqwa gets left behind. Our dindari gets left behind. The outfit changes, the clothing changes. Azan upon azan is called out, as if in this period salah is no longer farz. As if we have some guarantee that Malakul Maut is not going to visit us now. You are on holiday, annual vacation, so Malakul Maut also is on annual vacation. You have some extension, you have some time. Hours and hours are wasted. And when the question is asked that, by what are you doing? They say, I am whiling away the time. I am passing away the time. This rising sun reaches its zenith, it reaches its height. In the middle of the day, what happens to it at the end of the day? It is enveloped by the darkness of the horizon to remind this insan that no matter what uruj or what height or what ascension you reach in your life, the decline is near. The clock of your life is ticking. Visit the qabristan. Visit the graveyards. Look at those black holes in the ground. Imagine those great, great tyrants, those great, great rulers. What claims they made, what armies they had, what wealth they had at their disposal, are not their cheeks today the fodder of insects? Are not worms and insects walking in their eye sockets? Have not the pieces and portions of their bodies, the best cosmetics were used, the best creams were used? Nazuk badan, I have a delicate texture of my skin. Are not insects and worms walking on those same skin? What is the reality of this life? That youngster stands in front of the mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. He's planned his parties. He's looking this way, he's looking that way. That young girl admires herself in front of the mirror. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes compared to the twinkling of stars. Looking from this side, looking from that side. In the height of youth, at that time it appears as if I can conquer anything. But how quickly, just a few years pass. Which plastic surgery, which Botox treatment, which cosmetic are you going to use to delay the onset of time? وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, those whom we take to old age, we bring a reverse in their creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you realize? Why don't you realize that this life is an amanat? This time is an amanat. It is a trust. Mu'aza Adawiyya rahmatullah alayha, the student of Aisha Umul Mumineen radiyallahu anha, young woman in the prime of her life, young husband, young son, on one day, same day, husband and son become shaheed in the path of Allah. The women of the locality gather outside her house. She opens the door. What does she say to them? In kuntunna jitunna lituhanni anni bima akramani Allah fadhaak wa in kuntunna jitunna li ghayri dhalika farji'an. She says, if you have come to give me shabashi, to congratulate me that Allah has accepted my son and my husband in the path of Allah, enter my home. If you have come with any other niyat or object, then please return now. She remained alive for 20 years after the demise of her son. Understand the value of time. Understand the value of time. It is said that this woman, radiallahu anha, for the last 20 years of her life, after her husband and her son became shaheed, her back did not touch the bed at night. She used to stand on the musalla every night for the entire night in tahajjud salah. Whenever she would become tired, she would fall asleep on the musalla. And she would remonstrate with herself, أَجِبْتُ لِعَيْنٍ تَنَامْ وَهِيَ تَعْرِفُ ثُولَ الرِّقَادِ فِي ظُلَمِ الْقُبُورِ. She used to say, my eyes, what are wrong with you? My eyes, what is wrong with you? Why do you desire sleep? Don't you know what a long sleep lies ahead for you in the qabr? Don't you know how long you will get to sleep there? Why are you sleeping now? 20 years like this. When the last day of her life comes, she's sitting on the musalla, she looks at the front porch, she smiles, then she cries. Her maidservant says, Mu'aza, what happened? She says, my husband Sila, I saw my husband Sila. Sila bin Ashyam, rahmatullah alayhi. She says, I saw him, he was dressed in green robes. There were some people with him, referring to the angels of Allah. She says, I've never seen a makhluk like that. They also had on green robes. Sila smiled at me and he told me that the iftar of today's roza will be with him. That is why I smile. Why did you cry? Why did you cry? Why did you cry? Why was she crying? She says, I realized I will never ever get the chance to cry before Allah in tahajjud salah. I will lose the ni'mat and the bounty of fasting. I will lose the ni'mat and the bounty of tilawat of Quran. This will be lost to me forever. Over this loss I was crying. The value of time. This entire system of batil invites us. Annual vacation, annual holiday, New Year party celebration, and the masiyat that goes with it. My respected brothers, our new year is not January. Our new year passed last month. Our new year is Muharram. And in Muharram, what are we reminded about? It is said all the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were murad. Were murad. They desired hidayat. They desired Islam. They were talib. One sahabi was murid. One sahabi was matloob. One sahabi was desired for Islam. Was desired for hidayat. And that sahabi was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That personality who Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand and he said, Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi ahadil amarain. O Allah, strengthen deen-e Islam with one of the two Umars. One Umar referring to Umar bin Hisham, Abu Jahl. The other Umar, Umar bin Khattab. O Allah, choose one of these two and give them Islam. Give them hidayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired his Islam. Made dua for his Islam. And on that dua, Allah accepted Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such acceptance, that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the masjid. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. That personality, every morning, the Rawdha Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 70,000 angels descend. They send salawat right till the evening. In the evening they go back. In the evening another 70,000 comes down. This carries on right up till Qiyamah. That same Hujra Mubarak at the feet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Such acceptance, Kamil Shahadat, attacked by Firoz Abu Lulu Mal'un, the Majusi fire worshipper, pierces the dagger into the stomach of Umar. Three wounds, three blows, the fatal one is in the stomach, carried off bleeding from the Musalla. He remains alive for 4 days after this incident. What does that 4 days tell us? What is the sabak? What is the ta'lim? What is the lesson? This Muslim never takes his foot off the accelerator. Nothing is ever taken for granted. He sometimes is conscious, sometimes is unconscious. In between consciousness and unconsciousness, Umar, each time he would become conscious, what was the question? Has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? If it was the time for salah, in that circumstance, in that condition, he would carry out salah and he would say, La hadza fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who leaves out his salah. On the first of Muharram, that same personality, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his body was placed into the ground. So that each year, new year of this ummah is what? A reminder of the sabak. A reminder of this qurbani, a reminder of the sacrifice. Muharram reminds us of what? That personality, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is giving khutbah in the masjid. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved grandson of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enters the masjid. Jabir looks up. He sees him, he addresses the majma, Man ahabba an yanzura ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah, fal yanzur ila hadha, samiatu hadha min rasulillahi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, any one of you who wants to see the leader of the youth of Jannat in this dunya, look at this personality that has entered this masjid. I have heard this from Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No portion of his body was left, but the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had kissed that portion of his body. Such a personality. In Muharram, what are we reminded? New Year, what are we reminded? It was the boiling sands of Karbala. The time for Salah had come. Right hand side flag bearer, Zuhair bin Qain. Left hand side flag bearer, Habib bin Mutahhir. In the middle, his own brother, Abbas bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says to Zuhair bin Qain, tell Shimmer, hold the battle. Why? Why must you hold the battle? So that Salah can be made. So that Salah can be made. So that Salah can be made. Shimmer refuses. What does he do? They were 72. 20 had become shaheed. 52 remained. He divided his companions. 26 faced the enemy. The other 26, even in that condition, carried out their Salah. What kind of a Salah that must have been? There was no water. Where did they make the wudu? With their own blood. They made tayammum with the sand of Karbala. Someone with his head bleeding, back bleeding, shoulder bleeding, chest ripped open. Ahle Rasul, Ahle Bayt. Direct descendants of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 16 of them. Flowers of this ummah, the like of which humanity will never see. In that condition, how the ground of Karbala must have embraced them. When they placed their foreheads in sajda, it was the last sajda. The last sajda. The last sajda. The day before, at the time of Asr, he was leaning on his staff, he dozed off. He woke up smiling. His sister Zainab bin Ali radiallahu anha said, why are you smiling? We are surrounded. This is not a time to smile. What does he say? He says, my nana, my grandfather came to me in a dream and he told me, innaka lataruhu ilayna. Your jannat is already ready. We are waiting for you. Your jannat is already ready. What difference would it have made to his jannat if that salah was made qada? But the sabak had to be given. The lesson had to be given in the time of holiday, in the time of new year, for the ummah to come. That the grandson of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the throes of death, did not break the command of Allah. This deen is not a deen of compromise. December comes, that environment of the hotel comes. Remind yourself, what is the sabak of New Year? What is the sabak of Muharram? What is the sabak of Qurbani and sacrifice? I was on the beach, so my salah got qaza. I had on that outfit, I couldn't change, so my salah became qaza. What are the seeds that we are planting with our children? Sayyidina Amr bin As, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, leader, Amir of the army, in the battle against the Coptic Christians of Egypt, that battle lasted for 3 years. One incident takes place in that battle. The leader of the Christians sends a message to Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Friday is your Jummah, your Eid. Saturday is the Jummah and the Eid. Saturday is the Eid of the Jews. Sunday is our Eid. Let us delay, hold the battle for 3 days. This was a dhoka. This was a deception. Tariq, history records this. The Muslims accepted this 3-day truce. It is the Salah of Jumu'ah. The Imam is Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. In that sufuf, in that congregation, are many of the Sahaba of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, direct companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had already received the Basharat, who had already received the glad tidings, where Quran says, Kullan, 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 Wa'adallahu al-Husna, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every one of your Sahaba, Allah takes an oath, they are Jannatis. Allah takes an oath, their Jannat is guaranteed. That type of congregation, the Christians break the truce. It was a trap. As Sahaba and the Tabi'een are in Jummah Salah, from the back the enemy attacks and starts cutting them down one by one. It is said two entire safs of that army were mowed down, were made shaheed in the 2-rakat Salah of Jummah. Yet not one companion broke his salah. Not one broke his salah till the Imam made salam. In the 3-year battle against the Coptic Christians, more Sahaba became shaheed in that one salah than became shaheed in 3 entire years of war. Sabak had to be taught for you and I. For the ummah that is to come, what is the value of salah? What is the value of the command of Allah? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded in the Quran, Aqim is salah, establish salah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Isa alayhi salam, when Maryam brings the newborn baby, lengthy incident, I'm cutting it short. What does he say? Osani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. The baby Isa says, Allah has commanded me with salah. Maryam, his mother, ya Maryam uqnuti wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raka'in, perform salah. Ismail alayhi salam, wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqim is salah, fa'idha faraghta fansab. And the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once, not twice, not thrice, not 4 times, not 5 times, 10 times in the Quran, aqim is salah, aqim is salah, aqim is salah, aqim is salah, establish salah, establish salah, as if the ground is commanding you, the mountain is commanding you, the skies are commanding you. And my beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is breathing his last, as-salah, 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 O my ummah, guard your salah, guard your salah, guard your salah. And 95% of the believing ummah today is away from the masjid. And this period particularly, vacation is not a time to break the command of Allah. New Year is not an occasion of merriment. New Year is a wake-up call. New Year is a reminder that this ummah is an ummah of qurbani. This ummah is an ummah of sacrifice. May Allah reward those jamaats, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, throughout the world, poor, poor people that are walking the jungles of Africa. 1 year out in the path of Allah. 4 months out in the path of Allah. Just yesterday, one of them became shaheed in South Africa. He will not return back. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a sahabi from Medina who passes away in the path of Allah, from Medina to where he has passed away, Allah will give him one palace in Jannat. These jamaats that in this period are striving in the path of Allah, wallah, it is their qurbani, it is their sacrifice that is cooling the boiling fire of this earth that wants to envelop this ummah. He's holding back the azab of Allah that is waiting for the extent to which we are breaking Allah's commands. My respected brothers, New Year is not a time of merriment. It is not a time of celebration. It is not a time of masiyat. It is a time of tawbah. It is a time of reflection. It is one more wake-up call, one more knock, one more reminder that 1 year of your life has passed. 1 year, that whole of insects has come closer. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will make it for you either a garden of Jannat or you will make it a pit from Jahannam. The decision is how this time is spent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afidun.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.